This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Go outside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. How are we today? I have Scholar with me.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I am good. I've like just got back from two back-to-back holidays, so you know, that's great. But I was just saying to Scholar earlier, I was just like, but you know, you did a bikini lookbook video recently. Where was that filmed?
That was filmed in Surrey, and it was actually a really like rainy day. But
you pulled it off.
Yeah, just pretend like, you know, it's summer.
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh my god, there we go. I was like, why can't I hear you speak now?
Hey, you can hear me now.
I can hear you now. I was like,
that's classic me. Everyone always says I speak
that
way
was
too
my
quietly.
Fault. All right, that was 100% my fault.
Jeez, Hannah.
I know. Also, so for those listening, thank you so much for tuning in, because I know that the leaders debate is later tonight, but it doesn't actually start until 7:30.
Oh, okay.
So, like, pre-drink with us. Get ready.
Get ready with us.
Get ready. And then just, like, prepare yourself for the shitstorm that will be the leaders' debate without the actual, like, current prime minister there. So,
yeah.
You know.
What, she dropped out? She's not doing it?
She's not doing it. She sent Amber Rudd, is that her name, in her place? Theresa May is just like, nah, mate. And then Jeremy Corbyn wasn't going to do it because Jeremy Corbyn was all like, if you don't do it, I'm not doing it. And then today he was just like, actually, I'm going to do it. And everyone's like, yeah, Jezza.
I hope he does a good job. He did. He did make a little bit of a mistake today. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go for
it? All right. I'll go for it. Basically, it's just a little bit awkward. He said something along the lines of, I'm probably going to get this wrong, so this isn't word for word.
Shall I get up the tweet?
Yeah, you should get up the tweet so we can actually get it accurate. But
so it was
such a blunder.
It was a quote. Like, it was he tweeted an image of a picture of himself with like a pledge.
Yeah, because he's been doing like, you know, different things that he's pledging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he'll do like his face and then a quote next to
it. Wait, has he deleted it? Where is it? Corbyn! Is it this one?
No. I think, I don't know when it was actually tweeted because I just like saw it from somebody else's.
I saw Rosianna retweet it, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Rosianna, bringing us all of the news.
She has been all day. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have known about it.
I literally like get all my news from, where is it? Has she just been like retweeting constantly?
Wait, she must have been.
I've lost it. I don't know where it is.
Wait, go on my page. I definitely tweeted that much.
Wait. So basically, what it said was something about if you vote Labour, then Labour are going to unlock the talents of Black, Asian, minority ethnic people in the UK.
Basically.
That's what it was. And the big shitstorm is that it's like a picture of his face and like Jeremy Corbyn like is a liberal guy, but he is still a white man, and it's just like this old white guy's face next to me like, I'm going to unlock your talents.
Literally. I was a bit like, mate, I don't need you to unlock my talents. I did that myself, but it would be nice if you could just appreciate and acknowledge it. That's all you need to do. But yeah, they got that one wrong, and damn.
Is it deleted or is it just like from a really long time ago? Did you retweet it then?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, here we go. We found it. So it said, only Labour can be trusted to unlock the talent of Black, Asian and minority ethnic people who have been held back by the Conservatives. We will guarantee equality is at the heart of our programme for government. Like, great equality, but still.
I know.
Jeremy Corbyn's face.
It's so awkward because I'm sure, like, his heart was in the right place, but it just seems like such a terrible way to word it.
I know. It was bad.
So
I'm
terrible.
Like, I don't think any BAME people, like, read that before it got tweeted. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, you win some, you lose some. Hopefully he learns. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe he'll talk about it tonight. So we'll see.
Maybe he'll get questioned about it. Is there audience questions?
I don't know. It's probably all like prepared. Anyway, guys, we'll probably talk a lot more about the election just because so what's on all of our minds and all of our hearts right now. But there's loads of other random fun stuff completely unrelated to the election coming up tonight. For instance, later on, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice. So if you do have any questions, if you need some advice, please tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hannah@fubarradio.com if you have a question that is longer than 140 characters and you don't want to publicly tweet all of your issues. That's for you. But also, just get in touch during the show. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio and say hi. And we've got songs about sex, dirty talk, asking for a friend. You can tell I've not been here for 2 weeks. And Position Impossible. So one of the things that we do on the show when I have a new guest is we search their name on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
And find out what it means. But I just, every time you go on Urban Dictionary, the homepage has like a word of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And today's word of the day, which is the most current, it's the most current Urban Dictionary like edition I've seen. It was published May 30th, 2017. So that's yesterday.
Wow.
And it is, are we going to, how do we pronounce this? Covfefe.
I think you're close, but I've been pronouncing it covefe.
Oh, I like that.
I feel like it makes it sound fun, like covefe.
Covefe. Which is related to that Donald Trump tweet, which was, despite the constant negative press, covefe. I like covefe. I'm going to go with that. And then that was the tweet, which was obviously like meant to be coverage, and then he like just his hand hit his phone and then he accidentally sent.
Yeah.
And it's literally turned into a meme, and the meme has like lived and died in the space of 24 hours because Donald
he
Trump
killed it.
He fucking killed it.
He killed it. He was like, he had to make a joke of it himself, which always kills anything. So that just, I was like, oh, it was so fun before you said anything.
But I was, when I woke up this morning, I was really enjoying all of the memes.
Same.
It was so good. It was amazing. But the Urban Dictionary thing, which is brilliant, says covefe, Russian word that translates literally as I quit or I leave or I resign.
Is that the truth, or do you think it's just like this, made up?
It's 100% made up.
I'm so gullible that I would have been like, oh, really?
Oh,
that
makes sense. Oh, my God, I know. Conspiracy confirmed.
I'd be like, oh, yay. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I just love that that's already there. I love the internet. But, right, let's find out what scholar means.
I'm so scared.
Oh, God damn it.
Amazing.
No definitions for scholar yet.
Trischolastica.
Is that your full name?
Yeah, it is.
What? Do you know what? Also, when I had Alani on the show, also didn't have it. Maybe like Urban Dictionary is just really white as well. Like the
it must be. To be fair, my name is really obscure, even for Black people, even for Zimbabweans, which is where I'm from.
So Scola.
S T I C A. I doubt there'll be.
But it's got to be something to do with school, because oh my god, because it's like Scholastic.
That's what you'd think.
No, still nothing. What about your surname? Should we do Dondo?
Yeah.
Come on, give us something.
Oh, gosh.
Used as a disparaging term for an Australian person. Oh, it's really bad.
Oh, no, it's a horrible word.
No, I'm so sorry I ruined your name for you.
It's like, so basically, apparently, according to Urban Dictionary, Dondo is equivalent to the N-word, but for Australians.
For an Australian man, yeah.
That's sad.
Any Australians listening? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Because Dondo in my language, in Shona, just means bush or like forest.
But also the Australian bush, the outback.
Oh my gosh.
So it could be Black people that live in the bush. I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know. I'm so confused by this.
This is so terrible. I can never say my last name ever again.
In Australia. Just not in Australia.
Just want to say I'm scholar
D.
Just D. Just D.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I need to know now. But do I? Maybe not. I'm just like, meh.
Probably not.
Anyway, what not properly introduced you, other than your name, which like doesn't exist on Urban Dictionary. We'll just pretend like it doesn't exist at all. Like, we'll ignore that. Fake news, fake news.
It is fake news.
But what is it you do?
What is it I do? I'm basically, what do I do? How do I summarize it? I do a few different things, but it all started on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So mainly I am what the young people are calling a YouTuber.
Oh, a YouTuber.
And I'm also a personal trainer.
Yes.
And a presenter on children's TV.
Nice. This is going to be very different to that.
Yeah, very different. They're very different. But I do a little bit of everything.
And you do a lot of like fitness, personal training stuff on your YouTube channel as
well. Yeah, like workouts and that kind of thing.
Workouts. I love it. Mm-hmm. I've been saying for ages, I'm like, Scott, will you be like my personal trainer?
Everyone always says that to me. I'm like, mate, I need to personal train myself first and then I'll get around to you.
And you're like, and then you're next. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got loads of questions to ask you about all of that, and we're gonna have chats about marathons and things after this. So that was Call Me by Naked, and I have to admit that so Scholar's chosen half of the songs for tonight and I've chosen half. That's kind of like how it normally goes, but I have not listened to any of the ones that are technically my picks because I just texted my housemate Lauren, who is a musician, and was just like, I need songs for FUBAR. And she just like sent me this list and I was like, Here we go. Like, not listened to any of them.
Some good picks though.
So I was
like
that's
one.
Good. Because that's by the same guys that did the song Sexual.
Oh, I like that
so
one.
So I was actually really excited to listen to that one and I enjoyed it. So good job, Naked. Another great song. And I can't wait to hear all these other ones. Oh, no, there's one song that I did pick that I have heard before.
I'm excited. I was going to ask, what is it? I was like, wait, no, let's keep it as a surprise.
Oh, you know, I've already told you what it is. But
have you?
Yeah.
I have a memory like it is. Jeez. I've already forgotten. I'm like, what?
You're like, what? It's a political song.
Okay. I remember. Okay, cool.
So one of... you were just saying to me earlier before we started the show that you are training for a marathon.
I
kind of,
when you say training, I'm gonna start
you've signed up to do a marathon,
so I'm gonna do it at some point. Basically, I think it was last year, the beginning of last year, I was like, I'm never gonna do a marathon, I hate it. And then
do you run like normally as part of training?
Yeah, I love running, but like long distance running is just absolutely killer. Like it's another level of like a challenge for me. So I was like, I'm never gonna do it. And then I did a half marathon with Disney because they're like, it's gonna be in Disneyland. I was like, well, I'm going to do it then. So I did a half marathon and that was amazing. And I was like, I actually felt really good about it. So then I was like, okay, I'm never doing a marathon though. And then this year I was like, fine, I'll do a marathon.
Fine. Why not? See, I did a half marathon in 2013,
oh, wow.
I think.
Yeah.
And the same thing. Like right afterwards, I felt amazing. I was like, this is so cool. But then I also was just like, but I'm not doing a marathon. Imagine like doing just what I just did.
But double it.
Over again. Like, I was just like...
But people always say that if you can do a half marathon, you could easily do a marathon.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
I do not believe that. But, I still am in camp. Never going to do a marathon.
No, you should do the marathon with me in October. I'm like, why not?
In October?
Let's do it.
So soon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's June tomorrow.
June, July, August, September. Okay, 5 months. You can do it. I actually have no idea what kind of training goes into a marathon.
To be honest, October is the best time to probably have a marathon because it means you're training throughout the summer where there's like you've got longer daylight hours.
No, I hate training in the summer. It's so gross.
Oh, no, but I can't. Otherwise, it's just dark when I'm out running and it scares me.
Oh, I like that because you run faster. Because you're like, anybody could be chasing me. So you're like, let me run away. Literally, that's how I run. Because like, I live in the countryside. And I'm like, I don't want to get killed. So I'm going to keep running as fast as I can.
Maybe it's different in the city.
Probably.
Just like,
I don't know.
Like all the parks are shut. So there's nowhere like nice to run. And it's just like running down some streets. Anyway. But people can sponsor you.
Yeah, you can sponsor me. I do have a page. I should know what the link is, but I will tweet it at some point.
There we go.
And
is it a Just Giving page? If people just search like Just Giving Scholar Dondo.
Yeah,
like,
it should come up. So basically the way I'm actually doing it is because I was so scared of doing a marathon and I know I wouldn't train properly for it. In the build up each month, I'm doing a different race. So I'm starting off with a 5K and then I'm doing a 10K. And then I'm doing like one of those like obstacle muddy type runs. And then I think I'm going to do a Tough Mudder. And then I think I'm going to do a hike. And then it's the big marathon. So it's a lot because I knew I wouldn't stay motivated throughout the year to continue. So
yeah.
Oh, and I'm fundraising it for Race for Life.
Nice. So, I feel like I need to sign up for a 10K just to like get me my like... get me going running again, because like having, you know, like having something to work towards, I think like really helps, because you're like, I'm training for a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the last 10k I did was like a Santa fun run.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was just,
when
like,
is that
2 years, like obviously Christmas, but like maybe 2 years ago, wasn't it? But
I'm seeing a trend here, Hannah. All these races were from like a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, the half marathon was 4 years ago.
Oh my god, you're gonna have to sign up with a run for me.
But I did a Tough Mudder once.
Oh yeah,
a year and 2 years ago. I don't know. It was September, but it wasn't last September because I had short hair. So it was the September before that, September 2015. I did a Tough Mudder.
What was that like?
It was so much fun. But it's the same thing. Like, so much fun, wouldn't do again. Just because.
Really?
Just because I'm like, I survived it and I don't want to, like, jinx it by doing it again and then breaking an ankle, wrist, bone.
What was, like, the hardest part about it?
Climbing over things. Because I'm so small. I think just physically and, like, logistically. Like, I had to, like, you know, like, hook my leg over these things and, like, just... logistically, the length of my legs, it was like really difficult, and there were like moments where I'm like, if I slip, I'm going to fall about like 10 meters, and that's not going to be great.
That's going to be fun.
And so I'm just kind of like, you know what? I survived it. I can say that. But the thing is that like I signed up to it with my friend Charlie, who has now gone on to do like loads more Tough Mudders. She does like marathons. She's like training for an Ironman. Like, she's mad. But we just signed up for it on the whim. Like, it was both of us, like our first time doing one. And I thought it was going to be like a 10K with a muddy obstacle course. I was like, fucking easy.
Yeah.
10K, muddy obstacle course, like some hardcore shit, like rope swings and jumping and like getting wet and muddy, great, fine. Like literally, it was on the Saturday, and I think I started training on the Monday.
Oh my god!
I just went for a run every day that week, and then rest, and didn't go for a run on the Friday, and then just like went on the Saturday, and
I was
just like,
that's why it was so tough. Oh my god!
I was just like, it'll be fine. Thinking it was a 10K, and we'd get there, and we're driving up, and it's like signs being like 12 miles. I'm like, what? I just signed up for another, practically like another half marathon, but with obstacle courses. But I did it in like under 3 hours, which I'm really proud of. But fuck me.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I was just like, oh
I'm
my
scared
God.
Now.
I think, know, but if I can do it with like 5 days of training, then you'll be fine.
Fingers crossed.
Tough Mudder is so fun. Do it with someone though. Do it with a friend.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get as many friends as possible.
If anyone listening wants to do Tough Mudder with Scholar.
If Hannah wants to do Tough Mudder, let me know.
The other thing is that we got really good weather.
Like
it was not too hot, but it was dry. Mm-hmm. So like perfect. And so again, don't want to jinx it in case I do it again. It's just like shit weather, you know?
Okay.
I'm just like, it was perfect. I did it.
You got it done.
I'm like, I can say I did.
There are like races that I've heard of, like half marathons, where along the way you stop off at different wineries. I think it's in Paris. I was like, this is my type of race. You get to drink wine and run. I don't know how you actually can keep up running after the wine, but I'm more than happy to try it.
No, but running whilst you're drunk is so fun. You think you're like I'm a sprinter, I could be in the Olympics. Like,
literally. That's literally me. Like, I don't know why, like when I was younger, well, I was 18 obviously. I first started drinking, for some reason, like, I was obsessed with running afterwards. Like, I'd run home, because, like, say I'd go drinking at a friend's house, and then, like, I need to get home, and I was just like, I can just run it, and I'd feel so free and alive. Like, now I'm older, it's just not the same. But
it's not the same.
Back then, it was just such a joyful time.
I love it. I want to do that, the half marathon with the winery.
I think we should do that.
That sounds great.
I think that'll be fun.
In like the French countryside.
It'd be so good.
I'm so down for that. Although I'm like, how much wine do they give you?
I don't think they let you drink that much. I think it's not until the end where they're like, oh, all right, you can have as much as you like. But
yeah, this just came into my head and I'm so sorry, but I'm taking this into a very... this conversation into a very strange place, but it is also the tone of FUBAR, so it's fine. But when I was on in Menorca recently, like with the group of us, we were having a chat about, I don't know how it came up, but we were trying to figure out if you could run and wank at the same time. But I think we were mainly talking about if you had a penis.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's just like, okay, but like, do you have to maintain an erection? Like, it was just like this.
That's difficult.
It was like this whole thing. And so I texted my boyfriend to be like, what do you think? Can you run and wank at the same time? And his response was, not if you're running properly.
Probably.
And I was just like, okay, great.
It's probably in the Guinness Book of Records, someone who managed to do it.
Oh my God. Imagine, oh my God. Is there a Guinness World Book of Records, but for like the actual Guinness World Book of Records is like very PG. Is there like an X-rated Guinness World Book of Records?
There must be, because I've heard of like weird records where I'm like, yeah, that has to be like not...
That's in a book somewhere.
That's like, not in the regular book, but it's probably in the like...
The
over
the 18s. Adult one. Yeah. Oh my God, I want it. I'm like,
Know what to get you for a present.
Like, someone find that book or create that book. That would be amazing. Okay, we are going to be playing some games and some fun stuff right after another song that my lovely housemate Lauren Aquilina, go follow her on Twitter, thanks Lauren, picked that I've not heard, so hopefully it's good. Wearing Nothing by Dagny. There we go. I'm professional radio host.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
You are the star of Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners.
Yes, I absolutely am fascinated by the people who have all the clutter. The last one with Wid, he had so much stuff, I'm not even joking, but he was the nicest man.
Well, this was the one that was in America, right?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, it was in America, and it was just so bizarre, and it was such a struggle to get there, because I'm really scared of hippos, I'm really scared of flying. It was so surreal, and then everywhere you went, they're like, would you like cheese on there? And you're like, it's an apple, are you joking me right now?
Every Thursday, Access All Areas, from 6 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
All right, guys, it is time for our first game. You excited, Scholar?
I am so excited.
We've got Abby with us.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You happy to be back?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
Ah. So we're going to play Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
All right, so the way that this game works is that Abby has a list of sex positions. Some of them are real, some of them are made up, and we have to guess whether they are real or made up, and then also guess what it is.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's a competition as well. It's on. Also, I can't like look at both of you at the same time, so don't mind me whilst I just move my chair.
Okay, let me kick it off then. So, the cherry on top.
Oh my God.
That is the name of the sex position. Do you think it's real or fake?
Fake news.
I want to say fake as well. I'm just going to say whatever Hannah says, because I feel like she'll probably know more than I do.
No, but half of these are made up. Well, not made up, but like they're from the internet, so.
Okay.
The names are strange. It's not like doggy, which is obviously one.
Yeah.
It's like shit like that.
Okay, I'm going to say fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well then, we're both wrong. Cherry on top. I just thought it was too... I don't know, I just thought it was an easy one to make up.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's real. Oh God, what is it? Cherry on top. Is so it...
Try and describe it.
What does do it look like be? A cherry Bakewell? Is that like...
Oh my God. That image you created in front of my head. Thank you so much.
Is there marzipan involved?
I can say that one thing is on top of the other. So
one
on
person
top.
Is yeah. on top of yeah. the other is... Yep. The hole on top? It's the hole on top. Is the vagina person on top?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cherry, but like it's more specific than just like girl on top.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh gosh. Hmm. Is it like a marzipan? And considering the cherry is red, does that play a part in
Oh, period.
Oh, no.
Period. Okay, sorry. That'd be so good, then.
That's how that makes sense to me.
Oh, then that's good. Thinking outside the box. Okay, no. I'm trying to think, like, what can happen whilst a lady is on top. Many things.
Gosh. Well, which way on top are you thinking?
Oh, I was just thinking, like, normal, facing each other, but she facing the feet.
Nope.
Oh, what? God. The side? The window. A mirror.
The window.
She's looking out the window. She's like, I'm having a great time. What? She's on top. She's facing the ceiling?
Yes.
Whoa.
What? Is she lying on top
backwards?
She's
lying on top, yep.
Mm-hmm. She's lying on top backwards. Is the person with the penis also on their back?
Yep.
I don't understand that angle. That sounds,
I don't understand that either.
That angle sounds painful. What? Are they head to head and toe to toe?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Are they planking? Is that basically it?
Yeah, pretty much it. But to be more specific, there's also hand fondling. So there we go. Oh. Take a look at the picture.
Oh, wow. Look at that pic. That is very detailed.
Okay, then.
I can't post it. Wait, I think I deleted my Snapchat. I can't post this on my Snapchat.
You deleted Snapchat?
Yeah, because I use Instagram stories.
Oh,
wait.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
I
actually deleted
use both.
Oh, no, now my Instagram followers have to get this.
Oh, no.
I didn't think this through. Sorry.
Oh, so you do the same thing I do, where, like, on Snapchat, I'm a little bit more, like, X-rated, and then on Instagram stories, I'm, like, very professional and, like, put
it's
together.
It's like art. Oh, shit. Well, this is going on Instagram stories now for those of you that want to... Oh, God, so many people are going to see this.
For people who can't see the photo, it is, like Hannah said, so person one lies on their back, person two is on top and inserted through... Well, it could be both holes. Not at once, but...
It's only one penis. Yes. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's a nice picture.
It's all about going deep, apparently, in the description I've got here.
This is the first interracial couple that we've had. I mean, a lot of the other stick figures, like, you don't think you can really tell their race, but...
They were different colours, but, yeah, they were, like... I think
these are the most realistic humans we've had.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. The other ones are actually yellow and pink people.
Oh, so the Simpsons and... Oh, what's pink? I don't know. If it was blue, it would be, like, the Simpsons and Smurfs.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Okay, what about crash landing?
Oh my God.
That sounds so violent and so intense. Like,
the
images
I'm
getting in my head. No, like, just painful for everyone involved.
Is it? Oh my. I'm literally imagining someone lying down with an erection and then the person going, Geronimo!
Yeah, that's what I got. And I was like, that would just not work.
And then just missing.
Oh, gosh.
And just, like, crash land on the dick.
Everyone would end up in the emergency room. Gosh.
Oh. I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, that has to be fake. But I don't know. Because, like, honestly, like, this is a really big world and anything is possible. And what you just described could be real and an actual thing people have done.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, imagine on a trampoline. No, actually, wait.
That's worse.
That's worse. Just, like, two bodies just, like, bouncing and just, like, smack. Ooh, and smack to the microphone.
Gosh.
Oh, God. Is it...
That's kind of like, that's reminded me of like a kind of like simplistic way of like, you know, when you're kids and you don't really know what sex is and you just kind of think that people like touch sort of thing, like they hug and they have sex sort of thing, or like have a baby that way. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
What, this or the
No,
the
what you just said, the whole trampoline and jumping on and just guessing.
Just like, did we do it? I don't know.
You're both right because it's fake. Yeah.
Hey, oh, good. Thank God for that.
Yes. You're still going to try it though.
Crash landing. Yeah. There's got to be a way. If you're in a support harness, right, okay, so say if you get a sex swing, so you're in the sex swing, but you get one that you can, like, adjust the height of. So one person is lying down with the erection in place, and then you just lower yourself on, but you can, like, try and lower yourself on, like, really quickly. Just like, ah, gosh! No, never
oh
mind.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so sorry for your... Anyone that has to
have sex in
me. Yeah. I'm so frightened for them. so frightened.
I've never heard anyone say that they'd be frightened for them, but I like it. I'm into it.
Okay, cool. What about the knee bender then?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what yet, but I have a sneaky feeling it involves bent knees.
Mm.
That sounds like realistic.
Okay.
But that's also doable. It sounds too simple to be anything.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't sound sexy. That's what
I'm
like.
I'm going to say fake.
Oh, let's do the knee bender tonight, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go real.
Let's say fake.
It is real.
Yes. Oh my God.
No, fake. Sorry.
No! Woo! God damn it! This is like La La Land and Moonlight all over again.
Fake, sorry.
The Oscars when they're like, the best
movie. Oh, right, yeah. I'd already forgotten about that.
You're just like, what? Yeah, we all need to forget about that. God damn it. Fake. Fine. Knee bender. Well, what's next?
At least you're equalising in points now.
Ding, ding, ding. Two
that's
each.
Good.
Hold on. Hey.
Yay. Okay, what about the magic fan?
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
Scott's like, I know. I've done this one.
No, but if my mom is listening, I don't know what sex is.
The magic fan. Sure. Real.
Mm-hmm. It is real.
Oh, okay.
Knew it.
Is it like sex on a Catherine wheel?
Danger.
Danger. Literally. God.
I feel like I've seen something where the lady is on the bottom and the man is on the top and he's just spinning around and around and around. I don't know if that's real though.
Is there a lot of movement involved? Like spinny movement in this movement? In this movement position? No. Is there anything that looks round like a fan?
To be fair, I can actually see where they're coming with the fan because legs could be moved to make that sort of oval,
like
half circle
hand
shape.
Fan that
yes,
you might,
a hand fan.
A hand fan, like a
yes.
Oh,
listeners can't see what I'm doing, but pretend that I'm really posh and someone's feeding me grapes.
I see that.
That visualization.
It's that kind of fan.
Okay, so the legs are like, got it.
Well, they can be, yeah.
Okay.
No, can't imagine it, but.
Is it person with the vagina is on their back,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
their legs are in the air, and
yes.
then the other person is penetrating them, and they're like holding their legs that are like upright in front of them, so they're holding their ankles, so you could open and close them.
Yes, all the head nodding going on here.
Wow.
Correct.
Nailing it.
Correct.
I think I've done that one.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Oh hello. Oh the person with the penis is also standing off the bed. Interesting. Yeah yeah. I'm into it.
Using the furniture.
You've got to always...
So, yay.
You know, make do.
Don't even have to explain that when you've got it.
Nailed it. Here you go, Instagram stories. I'm so sorry. This is terrible. Is that all of them? Did we do it? Or is there more?
There's one more.
One more.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I have to get this one.
You do,
because then it'll be a tie.
Okay.
Rather than you losing.
Okay. I'm too competitive to
lose. No one likes to be a loser.
So, King of the World.
Oh, my God. Is this a Titanic? Is it in a car? Is it...
King of the World.
All I think about when I hear King of the World is Leonardo DiCaprio. Just being like, I'm the King of the World! On the Titanic. And then he dies.
Oh.
Aww.
What I got was more Lion King.
Ooh, yeah.
Something involving a cliff. Like a rock.
Like Pride Rock.
Pride Rock.
Specifically Pride Rock. That's my name of my penis. Welcome to Pride Rock. That's such a good name for a penis.
That is actually. Uh-huh. But you've kind of ruined Lion King for me now. Thanks.
You were the one that heard the name of a sex position and then
true.
Went Lion King.
I'm so sorry about that.
There's no rocks involved to clear
There's
that
no
up.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay. Lion, wait, no, not Lion King of the World.
Now you've got it in your Lion King of the World.
Lion King of the World. King of the World. I'm going to go real.
I think it's real.
It is real, yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you think it is?
Right. Is it got anything to do with Titanic?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Like, I imagine, like, somebody with their hands up, like, in the air. Can't see what I'm doing, but like, imagine I have my hands up in the air
like
that.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
And am I?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
no.
Then I'll stop.
Is there anything
then.
To do with the crown? No. Someone sitting on someone's face.
No.
Okay. Is it?
But you're warm, getting warmer. There.
So it's oral.
Mm.
Ah, yes. Okay. Oral. King of the world. Oral. Is it oral on a penis?
Yes.
Because he's the king.
Mm.
Yeah. Fair enough. You know, win some, you lose some.
Okay.
We're like less interested now. Like, yeah, sure. Okay.
It's just a tiny bit of specifics then to really get it, but
right.
Basically.
Side to side. God, how many different positions are there for oral? Like, probably infinite, and my imagination just is lacking.
I can't.
You're just like,
I can't, like, would they be wearing a crown at the time to make it more majestic?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Are they curtsying whilst they do it?
What, which person?
But the person giving is curtsying at the same time.
No, they're on their knees.
They're on, so they're, yeah, so they're like bowing.
Yeah. Basically, the person receiving is sat rather than anything.
So they're like on a throne. Oh, king of the world.
Yeah.
King of the world receiving a blowy.
That's so basic. But yeah, it's such a majestic name
for a basic thing. Yeah, but what I do like in the description of it, it was like, make the blowjob even better by making a circle with your thumb and your middle finger around the base of the penis. Make it just tight enough so that the blood stays in the penis. It'll make it extra sensitive.
Oh, a bit of sex tips, yeah, in there as well.
That's what was interesting.
I love it.
This is like the best sex ed class ever. I never got this at school.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Not that they could teach you that at school. Don't think that would have been appropriate, but would have been nice.
Yeah, no, imagine. What was the final score?
So you won.
Ding, ding, ding! Sorry.
I'm upset.
Only by 1 point. It's okay.
I tried. Effort. Aww. That's what counts.
But we all learned something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a good thing. If anything, I just can't stop thinking about Pride Rock now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hello, Lion King. Okay, I'm really excited to play this next song because most other radio stations have banned it, even though it is number one in the iTunes chart right now. And it is... by Captain Scar, and it's called Liar Liar GE 2017. But it is a mashup of lots of Theresa May's speeches and then just calling her a liar.
I'm excited to listen to this.
I'm excited.
I haven't heard it.
I'm excited for you to hear it. Here it is. I bloody love it.
It's so soulful.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a tune as well.
It is.
I'm so into it. And she can't defend herself at the debate tonight.
No, she can't.
Oh my god, what if she just shows up? No, she won't do that. Then she would be a liar again.
She'd break the world if she did. Everyone would be like, oh my gosh, she just turned up.
What was the tweet that you showed me earlier? Tresemme.
Basically, they refer to her as Tresemme rather than Theresa May, as in like the shampoo brand.
I love it. It's perfect.
It killed me. I love it.
Tresemme.
Because people have just been like using other ways to say her name rather than just calling her
Theresa May.
Like, I've heard the thing, like, I saw a girl who was wearing earrings where she just written on them. She's like, I loved the earrings I was wearing today. And it was literally just like one said, vote on June 8th, mm-hmm, right? June 8th. Mm-hmm. And then the other earring said, let June be the end of May. And I was like, that's so witty. I love it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm into it. I mean, the polls are closing. Like, it's getting, like, the Conservatives have lost, like, a lot, the big lead that they had, but also, like...
Oh, really?
I remember 2015. We were so hopeful.
Yeah. Or just, you know, last year.
And then,
when
yeah,
we had so much hope.
Last year as well. Like,
with so many things.
Everything's just been
crushed.
Taken away from us.
I'm, like, scared. Like, I feel like a person who's been through a lot of horrible relationships that have just absolutely damaged them, and now they're going into a new one and they're just scared.
Yeah, it's like, can we not just be single for a bit?
Yeah, because like, I'm so terrified. Like, I don't want to get my heart broken again. Like, what happened last year, like, so many disappointments. I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, the last two elections, the referendum in 2016 and then the general election 2015, both of them, I was in tears.
Yeah.
Like, when the results came in, I was, like, crying.
I was, like, genuinely and I was shocked. Like,
I was just like, oh, gosh. Is it going to happen again?
Yeah.
Oh. But from one serious topic to another, in this little bit of the show called Asking for a Friend, I like to talk about a bit more of a serious topic after all of that. Fun and games. Also, don't forget that with Drunk Advice later, we are going to be answering your questions if you need any advice. So please tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com. But for now, I wanted to talk a bit about body image, body confidence, and weight gain, because that's something that I've been talking a lot about online recently, because I have gained weight recently and just kind of like trying to, I don't know, come to terms with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of like, I don't know. But that's something that you talk about a lot and
yeah.
that you've been through as well. So what's your experience with like your body and like body confidence and all of that kind of stuff?
Well, I guess I'm most known for the fact that I lost 50 pounds, but that was when I was like 14.
Mm.
And so then I was like a certain weight for like quite a few years and was kind of like just maintaining it and it was fine. And then I gradually just started gaining weight, but I hadn't changed anything. I was still training just as hardcore. I was still yeah. eating really healthy and all that good stuff. But I was just gaining weight and it was like so weird because I had no idea why. But eventually I found out only last year that I have a condition called hypothyroidism, which basically just means there's a gland, it's like a science lesson, I'm
no, I
so
love it.
Sorry, but there's like a gland in your neck that's called the thyroid, and if it's underactive, your metabolism, it can mess up a bunch of stuff, but one of it is your metabolism and it makes it slower. So it was really like soul crushing. I put so much effort into losing weight and becoming fitter and healthier that this thing that was out of my control made me gain weight. So that's been happening to me for like quite a few years now. I've just like gradually been gaining the weight back.
Yeah.
But like I'll never be what I was before. So I guess now for me it's been coming to terms with actually I am still healthy. I can still run
yeah.
like a cheeky 5K this Sunday
yeah.
pretty easily. And I still do eat healthy. But yeah, my body just looks different. And that's kind of what I've been trying to come to terms with myself. So yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one because like because I'm so short as well, I've always been like on the curvy side but still like petite. Like I would describe myself as a petite person because like of my height as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one. I don't think I've ever had this relationship that I've got with my body now. Like this is
yeah.
this just like totally new to me. And so I'm just, like, trying to get as much, like, advice as possible. I'm just, like, talking to people, just being like, what's your relationship with your body like? What's going on? Like, da, da. And
yeah.
Because, like, same again. Like, my lifestyle's not changed. I kind of, like, on and off exercise, and I eat average.
Yeah.
Like I eat proper meals rather than, like, just snacking or binging and whatever. But
yeah.
I think definitely from coming off the pill, like my hormones changing, and so that obviously
right,
doing
yeah.
something like hormonally, but also like so many people just like, oh yeah, you're in your mid-20s, your metabolism just drops as a woman, and apparently for men it's like around 30.
Oh okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that is it as well, because you can't expect yourself to have the same body you did when you're like a
yeah.
teenager to now when you're in your 20s. Like, it's just not realistic. And I think that's something even I've been coming to terms with, because even though I did lose the weight, I realized I lost weight during my teens. And so the body I had then was my teenage body. And now
yeah.
I'm like 21,
like
going on 22.
Adult body.
Yeah,
yeah.
My woman body.
Your woman body. Yeah, it's interesting because with guys you see it in terms of like they'll eat and drink, like especially when like if you've got like a high metabolism, like you see these guys like really skinny and they'll just like drink so much beer.
Oh
and
gosh.
Beer has so many calories in it, and like I drink a lot of beer as well, but
oh,
like
ew, I don't like
you know?
Beer.
Oh, I love
I don't
beer. I love
get it
beer. But then suddenly like it won't affect them at all, and then like they'll hit 30 and suddenly it's like there's the beer belly.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just, like, it's slightly frustrating because you've, like, you know, you've gotten used to this lifestyle
yeah.
that you have. And suddenly you have to be, like, either be, like, whatever, my body's changed, that's cool, or you have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm not too fussed about it, because I think I really focus on the fact that I want to live a healthy lifestyle. I don't want to... Obviously, everyone wants to look a certain way, but if you focus more on the fact that you're healthy, mm-hmm. and I always say, I don't care whether you're skinny or you're bigger or you're slimmer or whatever other word people want to describe to use for your body or whatever, you need to be conscious about exercising. You need to be conscious about eating healthy, and then it won't affect you as much later on, because you'll be like, actually, I have healthy kind of habits, and so it won't be so hard to make
definitely.
A change.
Yeah, it's definitely about like creating those healthy habits. I need to get back into it, because I've been away, like I go away so much, and like my routine is so all over the place. And I like, because when I was in school, I did capoeira Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Sunday afternoon.
What's that?
It's the Brazilian martial art, so it's kind of like dancey, fighty, fun times.
Sounds very
and so
good.
I did that from like 13 to 19, and I did tennis like my whole way through childhood up until I was 18. Okay. And I did, so it was like Tuesday capoeira, Wednesday tennis, Thursday capoeira, Sunday capoeira. So I was like doing like really hardcore exercise like 4 times a week, because it was part of my routine.
Yeah.
And like now it's like that is booking up 3 evenings.
Literally.
Evenings and a Sunday afternoon. I'm not blocking that out of my diary.
It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's also a really difficult thing when you get older. It's like you have so much other stuff to do, or especially if you have jobs like ours where it's like you could be like at home one day, or you could be like halfway across the world the next day. So like trying to get a schedule down where like you're actually healthy, it can be so difficult. So I think it's one of those things where like I find that I have to just keep trying and like just like kind of control myself a little bit.
Do you have an exercise schedule, or do you just kind of like do you do mornings, evenings, or just like whenever during the day?
I just do whatever I feel like on that day. Obviously, now that I'm going to be training for these races, it's going to be a bit stricter in the fact that I'll have to run on certain days, and I can't just like not run. But I don't kind of say, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing at this time, because I never know. Like one day I could just be like lying in bed and like, I'm going to spend the day doing this, this, and this, and this. And then I'll get a call and be like, yo, Scholar, come in. We need you to do this job. And I'm like, okay, then. And then that's my day completely change. So making a schedule doesn't really work for me, but like you just have to get it in your mind. Like I have this thing where once I tell myself I'm gonna do something, I have to do it, otherwise I feel horrible about myself. So that works. I mean, it's not great, but it works.
But I kind of wish I had that, because I have the problem of I will go to bed thinking tomorrow morning I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go for a swim and it's gonna be great and I'm feeling so motivated right now for that swim, and then I'll wake up in the morning and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, no, I get that feeling. If I know I'm going to feel like that, just put your swimming costume on as pajamas and just like you'll wake up and feel so disappointed if you're like looking down at yourself wearing your swimming costume and you're not going to go. You're like,
the idea of sleeping in a swimming costume just feels so gross.
It sounds hilarious, but it
works. Have you done that?
Not a swimming costume, because I wouldn't like, I would go to sleep in like running stuff, like ready. And then,
would you go to sleep in a sports bra then?
I mean, let's not do crazy things now.
I was gonna say,
like, but like I would like have like the whole idea of the outfit, like just the t-shirt I'm gonna go in and like the bottoms. I mean, I actually don't sleep with bottoms on. No, I can't do that to my legs, but I'm like halfway prepared and have everything laid out, so then when I wake up like it's like I have to do it.
That's a really good idea, because like for me, everything is like in drawers.
Oh no, because then your brain starts to think about, okay, I'm going to have to wake up, going to have to walk to the drawers, find what I'm going to wear, pack my bag, get everything out. Yeah. But if you have everything like laid out, you're just going to look at it. And if you don't go, you're going to feel so crap about yourself.
Oh my God, this is
tip from Scholar Dundee.
That's really good, actually. This has changed my life. This is why you need to be my personal trainer. Even if it's just for like practical things like that, I'm like, oh, yes, that will because I'm just like, nah, I'm good. But yeah, thanks, this is a good chat, I like it. We'll see where it goes. I really want to start capoeira again.
It sounds like fun.
It is loads of fun, and it's really like, it's heavy on like aerobic and cardio, but then also like there's lots of like acrobatic stuff in it as well, which is kind of cool, which I was always like,
this sounds crazy,
which I was like always quite bad at. But there was like one acrobatic move that kind of like is a cartwheel. It starts as a cartwheel, but it turns into kind of like a front twisty flippy thing. When you watch someone do it, you're like, what the fuck is your body doing? I don't understand.
I think I know what you mean. Like, I want to try and, like, is it where, like, your hands don't touch the floor?
No, your hands do touch the floor. But that's a capoeira thing as well. I used to try and do that one. I wasn't very good at that one.
That sounds scary because, like, every time I try that, I can't imagine flinging myself.
Ao Sao Man, which means, ao means cartwheel, and then Sao Man is, like, without hands. Mm. But, yeah. I've kind of been Googling capoeira classes in London.
You should do it.
I know. I'm just kind of like, I just had so much fun when I was doing it. But
I did pole dancing classes. That's fun.
I would love to do that, but I know that you have to wear, like, not a lot of clothes to do it because you need your skin to, like, attach itself to the pole.
Yeah.
And that scares me. I don't know.
It shouldn't. Like, I was scared at first because I was like, I'm like not in my best shape and everything. And but then you walk into a room of other people who are like that, and there's so many different ranges of bodies. Like, I walked in, there was a lady in her 50s.
Was
like younger girls as well, and like the lady in her 50s was literally like going around that pole like a pro, and I was like, wow.
I think I need to like build up some strength first before I start.
No
really,
like
I will not be able to hold myself up on a pole. I have no, like,
you learn how to and like doing the classes helps, because I was like, oh, I need to like strengthen myself beforehand or get stronger. But like, it's so different, like stuff that you can, like, someone who's good in the gym doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good in a pole class, because it's just a different situation.
Yeah, sure.
And you need really high pain threshold as well.
Okay, no. I have a really low pain threshold.
It can get pretty painful. Like, it looks like a sexy situation, but does not feel like one.
Chief.
Literally.
Oh my god. Okay, we are going to be playing Scholar's Song about sex now. Do you want to? We'll talk about it and analyze the lyrics afterwards. But do you want to give it just a quick one-line intro?
So this song is called "Do You Like That" by Corredo Bello. I've probably pronounced that wrong myself.
Corredo Bello. Cafefe.
I love this one. Like, literally, if you're sitting still whilst you're listening to it, like, who are you? Literally, so.
Brilliant. I can't wait to hear it. All right. That was cool. I liked that very much, even though half of the lyrics weren't English.
I didn't understand it, half of it, but I can feel it in my soul.
Yeah, you're like, this is a sexy song.
This is a sexy song.
Oh, and that was the first lyric. I feel it in my soul.
I didn't even know
did
that.
You not do
no,
that
I didn't. I didn't. That was just a really happy coincidence.
I was like, oh, a clever one. Scarlet, wait, no.
Nope.
Okay. So I think the main thing that stuck out to me in this song was in verse one, where it's like, you want to greet your mummy, you bend like say you want to pack your money. No, I have no idea what any of this means. And you just bend like say you want to kneel for daddy.
Yeah, that's the bit where I'm like, yeah, this is a cheeky song.
Yeah, there it is. There's the moment.
That's the bit.
We now know what is happening here.
And then in the chorus, it's like, he keeps saying, baby, don't do like that. Girl, come feed me.
Come feed, yeah.
Don't be stingy.
Oh, wow. And it's like, why you gonna keep that thing from me?
What thing?
I mean, I'm assuming it's, like, sex.
It is sex. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. She's like, no, mate, not tonight. And he's like, please. He's just, like, much. Crying. Like, I just want sex. Oh. I wish I knew what, the other lyrics, the non-English bits.
I know,
because
right?
It's really interesting because he keeps on like going between the two, especially in that last verse. It's like, in the third verse, it's like, if I hold you so tay because you're type opay midgy, yeah, like it's,
I'm
like,
sure that is something cheeky. I can
feel
it.
Because it's like switching between the two languages in the same sentence, and I'm like, oh, what does it mean?
And there's like in verse one where he's like, you day sweet like Britico Kokoroko.
Yeah.
That must be something.
Cockerel.
And then he says, baby, you know, say you carry, no be small. I feel like that's something, like the word small, I'm just like something.
Baby,
cheeky.
Oh my god, there is so much to decipher here because we're like, what does it mean?
We need a translator. It's probably not the best song to pick, Scholar. I should have chosen English song.
No, I like this. It's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
I want you to know, say I like the way you Joe. Joe, let's. I don't know what that. And you sabby do the dance well. Oh my god, this is like.
I bet you it's like, and you really do the dance well.
Yeah.
And like, it could be
and
that.
And Joe, like, could just mean, like, I like the way you walk. Could just mean walk.
And then you, they sweet. You, I think you like, are sweet like.
Britico Cocoroco. I reckon that's a type of food.
I think it's a type of food
it's
as
totally
well.
A type of food.
It has to be.
Well, let's search it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what if it's not food? What if it's really rude? What was it? Britico. Wait, yep. Britico.
And then.
Britico could be. Could mean British.
I don't know.
I'm like this foreign food.
I doubt it.
Cocoroco. Rocco. Did I spell that right? I don't know.
Of course not.
Oh, it's literally like this song comes up. That's all that comes up.
Does it
Wait,
not?
What does Cocoroco stand for? It stands for something? Oh my god, we're getting in deep into the web here.
I'm so excited.
What does Cocoroco? We couldn't find anything. Fine. It's not an abbreviation.
Like, he probably just made
let's
up...
Let's look at the Cocoroco tab on Instagram.
Let's see what comes up.
Wait, what the fuck is pictogram? Why? I'm really confused.
That is not Instagram.
Oh, it's literally... Cocoroco definition. Name.
It's a baby name. It's saying a baby name.
Eight letter names like Cocoroco. Oh yeah, it's like, what does, if you name your baby Cocoroco, what does it mean?
I feel like if it
doesn't come up, there's no baby name.
If it meant something, it would have come up by now.
So maybe he made it up. Who knows?
Oh, it's a love song? Wait, scroll down. I saw something that said Cocoroco is a love song. But...
Nigeria.
Maybe it's a reference to another song.
Ah!
Like a sweet song, maybe a love song.
Could be.
Okay. Well, it's Nigerian. That means it's a Nigerian language. I should have really asked my Nigerian friends before I chose
No, this is great.
Song.
Obviously, this research is what's going to stand, and no more debate after this conclusive research that we've done just now, right here. What about if we search just... Because that was like lots of Cocoroco, but not Britico. Where's Britico? This is very. No, not Cocoroco. We're done with you, Cocoroco. Britico. Oh, I think it's a company.
It's a company.
It's a company. Britico Limited on LinkedIn. Never mind.
That's such a shame.
I know.
We're really investigating here.
We're trying our best. Google is failing us. I'm trying to find some other baby, you know, say you carry no be small sebi tori mi lo se gigales gontolo.
That could definitely mean something.
That it could. Do you know what I think? It at least means something.
At least we can say that like
means
yeah.
something. Oh, verse 2. I know you feel it in the bone inside your body.
I definitely know what that means.
Oh, bone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm looking too deep into it, pun intended.
Brilliant.
But.
I know you need someone to hold, someone like me. I know you want a piece of me. You want to say my name. So tell me, why don't you want to spit it out? Oh, that's a double entendre right
I
there.
I think it is, definitely.
I know you feel it in the bone inside your body. So tell me why you don't want to spit it out.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Just say his name.
Don't think, because I'm thinking, no, I think I'm once again thinking reading too deep into that one.
Maybe.
Because he could be talking about spitting anything out.
Literally.
Could be his
he
name.
He's talking
could
about his name, anything. But it could be anything. What do you want to... No. Stop it. And then it repeats the chorus. And then we've got more verse that's half in a Nigerian language, we're assuming now, and half in English. So think about her smile.
That's cute.
Your smile, na remedy, yeah. I love it.
It's so cute.
Lyrical. Genius.
Because you're typopimid, yeah. I don't know what that means either. I'm probably butchering the pronunciations right
I mean,
now.
I have no idea. And then why are you going to do like that? Why are you going to keep that from me? And then lots of ahs and oohs. And then the final verse is just...
Nope, we agree.
We're just like, oh wait, no, look, there's a word in there, televise. He's filming the whole thing.
Oh my goodness. That is actually a good conclusion to come to, because I was like, I had no idea. What he could be televising.
He filmed the whole thing.
That was my sex song, and I could have probably picked one that I actually understood, but
no, that was great, because it was a challenge, and we had to like actually figure it out, unlike a lot of sex songs where it's just like, oh, that is obviously what they're talking about.
That's the thing, because I had another song that was literally just over and over again a girl saying, come for me, come for me, come for me. But it like it doesn't sound that bad. Like, I was listening to that song for ages. I was like, this is a fun song. And then like it just like suddenly dawned on me what she was saying.
You're like, oh.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. I do love songs like that, though, that they take a while for you to, you know, you're just listening to it and you're singing along, and then you just kind of go, oh, wait, like when you actually listen to lyrics. There's this artist called Emmy the Great, and she does that to me all of the time with her lyrics, because all of her songs are like really cutesy and folky, and it's just like her voice and a guitar, and you're like, isn't this adorable? And then you listen to lyrics and you're like, oh my god, she's like dark and twisted and this is dirty.
Oh gosh.
It's really weird, because there's like some lyrics in a song where it's just like, it says, I knew you first back when love was just a feeling that ran out between my legs onto my dress. And it's like literally talking about her like being wet.
Oh my gosh. I would not have gotten that. I would have been listening to it one day and just like, oh my gosh.
Wait, I need to find the lyrics to this song, because
that is a cheeky, cheeky one.
It is a very cheeky song. It's called Two Steps Forward. I don't want song meanings. I just need bloody lyrics. Give me lyrics. Come on, internet. Oh, I guess song meanings. I hope my song meaning is totally correct. It says, I knew you best back when love was just a feeling that ran out between my legs, onto the back of my dress, onto the clothes that I was wearing. And then it kind of does the same thing again. I knew you first, back when love was underneath you and my fingers in the dirt. You said, I'll stop if it hurts. You said, I'll stop if it's scary. You said, you know that I can stop this anytime if you think that it is tearing.
Okay.
You're like, what? I think it's about her, it's about her remembering, like, her first love, or, like, first person.
Oh, I see.
Because it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's great. And then there's
wow, she's a really good writer.
My love was underneath you making puddles on the floor.
That's lovely.
Anyway, it's a great song if you guys want to listen to it. Oh, I should play it. Okay, we are going to be playing Dirty Talk soon. And then Drunk Advice. So don't forget to tweet at FUBAR Radio if you have any questions that me and Scholar are going to answer for you. Hopefully you are now convinced that we are amazing people and you want to trust us with the things that you need advice with. And you can also email hannah@fubarradio.com with your questions. And we are going to be playing a game of Dirty Talk right after this.
Ooh, yeah. FUBAR Radio presents
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Got a film called Bruised, which is...
Oh, don't even get me started, man. Don't even get me started. So I have on my laptop a female MMA movie. All these fucking studios are like, oh, female MMA movie, we're not too sure. Ooh. And then all of a sudden, my whole thing is absolutely effed, because now Blake Lively is going to do, guess what? A female MMA movie. So that means that my script and everything that we've worked on for the last 2 years, it will either get made because they'll want more like that, or it's absolutely effed.
Because they've completely
Once Blake Lively's done it, what chance does anyone else have? So very annoying.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All right, that last song was another one. I think, was that one that you picked, or was that?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, like another one. Literally every song other than the Liar Liar one this evening, I've never heard before. I'm just like, cool, that was, what was that? Oh, yeah. Wizkid, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, we're going to be playing Dirty Talk now. So me and Scholar have in front of us three pieces of paper with words on them that we cannot see. And the way that this works is that we're going to pretend to have phone sex with each other.
Lovely.
And we're going to be like schmoozing each other and dirty talking with each other, and take it in turns to turn over one of the pieces of paper, and whatever it says on it, we have to then include in what we're saying.
Okay, then.
Yeah? We got that?
Got it. I got it. I think I got it.
Amazing. Do you want to call me, or do you want me to call you?
Call me first.
Okay. I'll call you, don't worry. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Scholar. I've just been working out, and it made me think of you and your athletic ways.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get very sweaty?
I'm really sweaty. And, oh, jinx, we totally said sweaty at the same time there. That's so weird.
That is so bizarre.
We're like so in tune with each other.
Well, you know, we're just stuck together now.
Oh, yes. I want to rub my sweaty body all over your body because we're stuck like this and you can't get away from me, even though I smell of yogurt.
I love a bit of yogurt, mm-hmm. I do. Can just imagine that yogurt all over your sweaty, sticky body.
Sweat and yogurt, my fave combo.
I love it. I just want to wrap you up like a parcel.
Oh, yeah. Wrap. It'll work really well because we can use the yogurt and the sweat as glue. We don't need any sellotape.
Don't need any of that.
None of that.
Not even a ribbon, no.
No. And it's great that we agree with each other on all of these like sexy things, because I wouldn't want to have to debate you, because I know I would win.
Would you?
Yeah, I would win. Or is this becoming a mass debate?
Hey. Oh, I was trying to think of a pun too, but then you got there and me. Oh gosh. But it's okay, because do you know what goes really well with yogurt? Before I wrap you up in that parcel.
Oh, this yogurt sweaty parcel.
I'm just going to drip you and dip you in caramel.
Ooh! That'll be the coating of the parcel, and then you're going to post me off.
Post you off
just
into...
Just send me off. Be like, oh yeah, and then we'll embark on this incredible long distance relationship.
It'll be amazing.
Because I'll have been shipped off somewhere. Oh my god, that's brilliant.
That was amazing.
I wasn't sure exactly where that was going.
No, I didn't either.
But the mental image is now stuck with me.
It is, actually.
My words were jinx, yogurt and debate.
Mine were stuck, caramel and parcel.
Wow, lots of wait, I say lots of food. The only food was yogurt and caramel.
Yeah.
But
we really used those pretty well, if we do say so ourselves.
Hey. I love it. Do you enjoy phone sex? Is that a thing that you do? Hey, Scholar's Mummy, listening? Or food play? No?
Food. No, not food. I respect food too much. I feel like food... Food should be a separate occasion. I can't even share food, so let alone do that.
Oh my god, really? There's this app that I use where you can like dare, like you and your partner can like dare each other to do things. And literally, just before the show started, I got a notification on my phone because they'd added a new category.
Oh, goodness.
And the category is food, but it's a locked category and I don't have enough coins to unlock it.
That's so sad.
I know.
Well, it's good because, you know, food should be a separate occasion.
I'm just like, I want to know what the dares are.
Like, when I do think about people using food for sexual times,
yeah,
is does it not get super messy and just like sticky?
It depends. I guess it depends what food you're using. The only time, like, I've used food has been like not on purpose. It wasn't like a, ooh, let's get some strawberries and cream and chocolate, let's do this. It was literally like in bed eating crisps and hummus, watching TV and then just kind of going, oh, can I put this hummus on you and look at it? Like, it was so fucking middle class.
That is such a, and like, a middle, like, class millennial thing to do, like hummus. Next you're going to put some avocado on.
I know. But it was literally just because it was there, and it was more of a, like, silly fun thing rather than a sexy thing.
Oh,
like,
right,
it wasn't
yeah.
sexy at all, but it was more just like, we've got hummus.
Yeah. But just to answer your previous question without, like, you know, possibly getting myself in trouble once I have to get home.
Sure.
My first boyfriend was a long distance one.
So noted.
Yes.
I understand. Okay, we are going to be doing Drunk Advice live next. And don't forget that we are going to actually be live in video on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So if you head over there, you can look at us as well as listen to us. And I have to note, I've been on holiday, so I've got a bit of a tan, so would appreciate you coming over and watching and commenting on my tan. That would be great.
And mine too, if you want
and Scarlett's tan from her bikini lookbook that she did in Surrey.
Stop it.
Sorry.
It's so mean just because you got to go on two back-to-back holidays.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Have you got any holidays planned?
Not yet. I've had really bad luck with holidays at the minute. Like, it all just keeps going wrong. But I'm hoping towards the end of the year, because my thing is, why does everyone go on holiday once it starts getting hot here?
True that.
I get it, because the whole idea is that there's not much to do here during the summer, so it's not as fun.
I guess it depends how far away you go. Well, if you're going to the southern hemisphere, then you can go in winter, because then it's hot there.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I hate winter, like, a little bit. I don't hate December, because December is so super fun. Yes. But then, like, November, I'm like, I think I might
just,
like...
I can't believe I just yelled Christmas. It's the 31st of May. It's like, happening, guys. The countdown begins.
Just get prepared. It just sneaks up on you. You're like, oh my God, it's Christmas.
So. I got Hamilton tickets when it comes to London, and the tickets I got are for the 20th of December. So I was like, cool, mum, dad, sis, Christmas present done.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Anyway, Drunk Advice, Facebook Live, right after this. That just ended abruptly. I was not expecting that. Again, another song that housemate Lauren picked.
I'm loving them. They're so summery and just upbeat.
She is good at that. That was Say My Name, I'm not even going to be able to pronounce this right, by Tove Sturkster.
Is it Tove Lo? No.
No, it's not Tove Lo. If it was Tove Lo, it would say Tove Lo.
Wow, that's sass. All right, Hannah. All right.
All right. Oh, also, everybody, we're on Facebook Live now. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, hi, is this my good side? I don't know.
I hope it is.
And we are doing Drunk Advice Live. Ding, 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 ding. All right. There are three rules to Drunk Advice. Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Okay.
We are on the water. Sorry, we lied to you earlier about pre-drinking before the debate.
Yeah,
the debate has technically started now, but if you don't want to be depressed out by politics, stay. Stay with us and listen. I will be, like, running home afterwards, though, to be like, debate!
What happened?
I will be, like, checking Twitter in the next song just to be like, what's going on 15 minutes in? What's happening? Rule number two, though. It's been too long. Focus, Hannah. Rule number two, have a friend with you. Da-da-da, scholar!
Yay!
And then, rule number three, don't take our advice.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen, to be honest. So, let's begin. Do you want to read out this one?
Okay. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Going with the theme of something you've spoken about a lot recently, I feel so shit about my body, and not necessarily my weight, but my chub in general. I'm quite curvy, big boobs, big bum, yes, work it, and an hourglass shape, but I'm 5'2", feel weird about my shape. I'm 15, so I feel like I shouldn't be complaining that much, but I don't know what to do to boost my body confidence.
First of all, sorry that you're not feeling too body confident. I think you have, like, basically the same shape as me. Like, big boobs, big bum. I'm 5 foot. So we're, like, basically the same. We're the same. And, like, it's a weird one because you can, like, say so much to someone to be like, just do this and do this. But like, it's not,
I would say,
it wouldn't always like change how they feel about themselves.
I'd say you're 15, so just keep working on it. You're not going to feel great about yourself for a few years, which sounds horrible.
I know, but
it is
like
one of those
it's
things.
A process as it well. It is. And you like, and also you will get to a place where you like feel good about your body and you like your body.
Yeah.
And you'll just be thinking like, you'll be in a headspace where you like your body, and then you'll like look back and you'll go into your like 15-year-old's brain and be like, oh my God, I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful now that this is how I feel.
Exactly.
And not
yeah.
like how I used to feel.
Yeah.
But, and I think if you just like keep that in mind that it's not forever, and if you like practice a lot of just like general body positive things, like find things that you like about yourself and like repeat them to yourself, try and get comfortable like looking at yourself in a mirror, being naked,
look at
by
yourself.
Yourself
naked,
yeah,
dance
all
naked
of, all of things dance naked, yeah.
I loved
I would have to like hold my boobs at the same time.
Nah,
though,
let them fly free,
and
let them
like,
have
hurt.
A little bit of fun,
just like ow like slamming
Gosh.
down. But yeah, like you're fine.
Yeah,
everyone's
you're
got
fine.
A bit of chub.
When she says you fine, she means you fine.
You fine.
Not just you're fine, you fine.
Exactly. I love it. I'm so glued to my phone. I mean, I know everyone is nowadays, but I want to part from it a bit. Any tips? Ooh, I'm actually going on a no internet holiday this summer.
Oh, ew.
oh my God, I just like need it. I need to like not look at the internet
How?
For a
what
week.
What are you going to do? Like, do they not have internet where you're going?
No, they do. But I'm handing my phone over to my boyfriend. Like, and he...
How long will this be for?
For a week. We'll just be on, like, holiday. And I just won't be using my phone or the internet.
Trying out, like, the cherry tops and the crash landings and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God. I literally cannot
warn him
wait.
About the crash landing thing.
The crash landing.
So you're like, I want to try it.
How was your holiday?
Didn't go great.
But if you want to part from your phone, God.
I would say, like, okay.
Can you, like, leave it at home, like, accidentally on purpose?
This is
forget
the thing.
It?
Like, I always think about this because I sometimes do that. There's, like, a little, like, nature reserve near where I live, and I usually leave my phone at home before I go there.
Ah.
Which is awesome because it's so relaxing and I love it. But also, if I got kidnapped, that would be me done.
You'd be screwed.
Like, I wouldn't. That's the thing. That's a really difficult thing.
But also, like, you're not going to get kidnapped.
Nah.
So, I think another thing is, like, doing it in small amounts. So, in November, for a weekend, I went surfing in Devon with a bunch of my mates. And we were staying in, like, my friend's parents' place. And there's, like, no internet in Devon. There is no 3G reception. So I just basically was like, I'm not going to turn the internet on my phone all weekend.
Yeah.
So I did 48 hours without going on the internet, and it was like absolutely fine because
that's amazing.
Because I was like doing something with friends that also with friends that aren't really like internet-y social media people.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So that's good. And yeah, and I was like,
but that's actually
I was
a good
also
idea.
Like in the water most
yeah,
of the time.
I was about to
so
say
like,
it might be good like to do activities where you can't be using your phone. Like say you know like those Go Ape things where you're like
yeah, oh my
doing
God,
that.
I love
you
Go
can't
Ape.
Be on your phone. If you're in the water, if you're going swimming, you can't be on your phone. Like if you go running, you can't really be on your phone as such. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I find that really
also,
helps.
Also, yeah. And then like you were saying, like if you're going out on your own, you're like, oh shit, I need my phone with me just in case. But if you're like gonna be going out with friends, maybe like don't take your phone.
Maybe.
But tell your friends that you're not taking their phones. So you have to be like, meet me here. Do not move. I will be here at this time.
Yeah.
Wait for me. Don't make other plans before I get there.
Because
I do not have a phone on me. And then just like, it'll be interesting. I think sometimes if you say like, oh, how do I not be glued to my phone? I always find if you have your phone on you, you just will check it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So there's no, or a thing that I like to do is like when going for drinks or dinner, everyone will put their phones in the middle of the table.
Oh, okay. That's
so,
a good plan.
Yeah. And then the plan is, this has never happened, but the general like rule is that you like put your phones in the middle of the table, and the first person to reach for theirs pays for the meal.
Oh, that's a good plan.
So there's shit like that that you can do.
That is a good plan.
But yeah, I don't know. There's lots of things, I reckon.
Good advice.
I don't know. But also, don't feel so guilty about being on your phone all the time, because we all are. Literally all of the time. Oh, God. There's lots of questions. What do we want to answer? Have you been to uni?
I haven't, but I have good advice.
Oh, do you? Okay. What are your tips for starting university? Any must-bring items?
Like, I heard on Amazon you can, like, order, like, a huge, like, six-pack of wine. I think that's
nice.
All you're gonna need, like... I mean, this is drunk advice, so
yeah,
I think that's the kind of advice
it.
You're looking for.
Boxes of wine.
Just boxes upon boxes upon boxes.
Boxes of wine. Because you can, especially red wine, you can just, you don't have to store it in the fridge.
Ooh.
It's not going to take up valuable fridge space.
Oh, I can't drink red wine.
Really? No. I'm more of a, I got my teeth whitened, so I've been avoiding red wine.
Same, I did recently, yeah. So I don't really drink that.
I don't drink coffee either, so I was like,
cutting
out
relate.
Red.
Can't relate.
Really? Nah, you're like, nah. But, okay, tips to starting university, any must bring items? Condoms. Bring condoms and lube. Make sure you just like scholars.
What
eyes,
were
like,
you doing at uni?
What?
I'm acting surprised, but from the stories my friends told
me,
yeah, you go need
uni,
all of those.
You just gotta be. It's about being safe. That's what it is. It's about being prepared for every
situation
that
yes.
could arise.
Jinx.
Hey, there we go. what else should you bring? Oh, don't. Everyone's just like, I need to get a kettle. I need to get a toaster. I need to get like all of these things. Don't, because you'll move into a flat with four other people who have also all bought kettles and toasters.
Yeah.
So, like, don't get that shit until you get there, and then evaluate the situation and be like, okay, these are the things we need. Let's go out and get them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Buy things to decorate your room with, because university, like, halls, rooms are so depressing and bland. And so get...
Bring, what are they called? Those things that you put in your ears.
Like
soundproofing
earplugs,
because you don't know what your roommate's gonna be doing. They just might be partying. They might be doing something else. You never know.
You
might have an early class
it?
In the morning, so you need to be prepared.
That's true. What else? Bring extension cords. You never know where the fuck those plug sockets are gonna be in your room.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It's just absolutely a nightmare. Bring, I'm trying to think, like uni to me was like so long ago. I'm like trying to remember like my first
nice
day.
Like some nice room spray, because it always smells weird in uni halls to me anyway. I'd visit my friends, I'm like, what is that?
What is
Why does it smell like this?
Yeah, no, that works, definitely. Bring something to make your new flatmates like you, like a sherry bag of sweets. You know, for like first day, being like, "Hey, everybody!"
Little gum. People love gum.
Tea bags.
Yes.
Bring tea. Bring one special mug. Just one, because they will all break.
That's dangerous. Even just bringing one.
Even just bringing one is like pretty risky. But everyone does want like one mug that they have from home. But don't bring like all of your favorite mugs, because they will all go.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. There we go. There's my tips. There's in terms of must bring items. Everything else you can just make up as you go along and you'll be grand.
That's what I'm doing, because I never went.
Hey, there we go. Yeah, most people in life, whatever they're doing, are just making it up as they go along. And, you know, everyone's doing fine. I asked my parents about that, about like, you know, raising children, and they were like, we had no fucking clue what we were doing.
It's
just
terrifying.
Like, literally day by day. Just like, one step at a time. Okay, we're going to be doing some more drunk advice questions. Don't forget to tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com if you have your own questions. And we are going to be answering some more right after this. I just found out that Twitter is live streaming the debate, but obviously this Facebook live stream is just like way better, obviously.
way better.
But that's happening, and that's kind of cool. More drunk advice. Hi Hannah, my friend is sleeping around at the moment, and don't get me wrong, she's having fun living her life, and I support her. However, she's always really risky with contraception. She's not on any hormonal contraception, and she quite will... What? And she quite... Well, she will sleep with random guys without a condom. She just laughs it off. How do I get it through to her that she needs to be safe without offending her? Oh, this is hard.
Just tell her, just by yeah. me. Wrap it up.
I had a friend. I still have this friend who... same situation, but it wasn't like a recurring thing. It was like with one person, and I literally like shouted at her. I was just like, "Are you fucking stupid?"
Yeah.
Like I was like, "Go get a pregnancy test. Go get an STI test right now."
Yeah.
And like went in full mum mode. I was just like, "No."
It's needed though, because a lot of people do it. People are just like YOLO, and it, like, sorry, I said that word.
But it's also like, what does it take for it to? Does it take contracting an STI or
for some people,
or
it genuinely
getting
does.
Pregnant to suddenly be like, oh, wait. It's like, no, why would you risk that? And also, like, nothing wrong with sleeping around, but, like, when you're having sex with lots of people, you don't know their status, you know?
And also, you're putting loads of other people in danger, which isn't fair because you don't know what you're going around with and you're just going to change somebody else's life and you don't... That's, like, not fair, basically.
You need to know your status... And use condoms. Use condoms. They're so important. Like, it genuinely makes me mad. It does. But with my friend, I like, you know, properly yelled at her and then was just like, but obviously, like, if you are pregnant, like, or whatever, like, whatever happens, like, if it's nothing, if it's something, like, I'm still here. Like, I'm still your friend and I'm going to, like, help you through whatever it is.
Yeah.
But also, you're a fucking idiot.
I think it's also just the society here. No one really talks about it. Like, you see adverts for condoms, like, late at night. And, like, there are a few adverts on, like, YouTube and stuff that come up. But, like, say where I'm from in Zimbabwe, there are literally billboards telling people to use condoms. Because, obviously, it's quite serious there. Like, there's a lot
of
stuff going on. So.
In the UK, my mum said, like, in the 1980s with like, the AIDS epidemic and everything, it was, like, fear was instilled in everyone.
Yeah.
So everyone used condoms. And obviously, like, fear, it really isn't, like, the best approach to things. It should just, like, come from, like, a really calm place of reason.
But I think sometimes
but
people
sometimes
need
I'm
it.
Just like, really, like, people don't have the fear anymore.
They
because
don't.
In this country, HIV and AIDS isn't, like, as prevalent, and there's, you know, it isn't a death sentence in this country anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's
still
modern
just
medicine.
Not fun.
Yeah, it's still.
Because
like,
you can't have children if you have it either, can you?
I think you can, but. You would have to have a cesarean. You wouldn't be able to have a natural birth.
Oh, this is brand new information.
Don't take our advice. But I think that's the case. Like, it's because the way that HIV is passed on, like, it's during childbirth. It's not like it's in your bloodstream and then it goes into the baby's bloodstream. I'm pretty sure that it's in childbirth with, like, blood and everything. And, like,
wow.
That's when... it can transmit.
That's so interesting. I had no idea.
Oh my god, I might be so wrong on this.
Like, tell
Fuck
someone
me.
That and they're like, oh gosh.
Yeah. But like, oh my god, just slap your friend around the face and just go, wear a fucking condom.
David, yeah.
Yeah. Literally just like text her constantly when she's out. Just like, put condoms in her bag.
Like, just sprinkle them around her room. Just go into her room
Throw
and just
throw a box of condoms in her
face. Confetti it, yes.
And also... take her hand and take her to a clinic and get an STI test.
Yeah.
And you get one as well at the same time, you know.
And it's free.
Oh my god, they're free.
Like, why not?
There's
just
some
do
really
it.
Cool clinics as well with like sucky up tubes that you put your like thingy in and then goes off to the lab.
Oh, I was like, you put your what?
No.
Where?
No, no.
And it sucks what?
You do your swab and then you put your swab in this like tube thing and then you put that container in this thing and then it goes and like sucks it up in some clinics. Like, find one of those, it's great. I have no idea if that was helpful or not. I have like such tough love when it comes to condoms. I'm just like, use a fucking condom. Okay. Ooh, interesting. Hi. My friends don't like my boyfriend, and whenever anyone talks to me about him, I never want to talk about him. Whenever I see him, I feel so in love with him, but as soon as we're together, I'm constantly As soon as we aren't together, I'm constantly doubting whether I want to be with him or not. Any advice?
You probably should just leave him.
Yeah, I know, right? Listen to your friends.
Your friends are usually right. Like, if all of them, if it's like one friend, he's like, ah, I don't like him. Or two friends, ah, if it's like literally everyone doesn't like him. And then when you're not with him, you're like doubting it. Like, that's
I reckon that, like, I don't doubt the fact that you feel so in love when you see him, but sometimes it can be, like, when you're under someone's charm and, like...
Yeah, exactly.
And all of these things, like, you just, like, feel so captivated and caught up in the moment. You're like, oh, I'm so in love. But if you're if you don't feel in love with him when you're not with him, and you're like,
Because I think that's when it counts as well. Like, when you're not with somebody, if they still are on your mind and you really like them...
And also when you're with your friends and you can't stop talking about them and your friends, like, don't mind and your friends are like, we agree. Your partner's really great.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
I love it when your friends like your partner and they, like, get along and they can hang out without you being there and...
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Like, just long-term as well. Just, like, if you want a relationship to last, it's so important to have, like, friendship, like,
yeah, definitely
getting along,
because you don't want to do that thing where you end up choosing him over your friends and then he leaves one day and you don't have friends, you don't have anybody.
No, that would suck.
That would suck.
I would talk to your friends just to be like, hey, like, be honest with me, tell me why you don't like him. Is there anything that you can see that I can't see?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
I would do that and then figure out how you feel about him, really. Not just when you're with him, but how you, like, really feel about him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was some solid advice.
That's some solid advice.
We're being really tough love. We're like, wear a fucking condom. Leave him.
This is really good advice. I was expecting you to give the worst advice ever. Because you're like, don't listen to our advice.
I know. It's mainly to make sure people don't sue me.
Yeah.
But also, props, like, I can't help it if I'm going to give really great advice. And on that note, before we give some shit advice, you know, just like leave on a fucking high. Thanks, Carla, so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It's been so much fun. Everyone should go and check out Scholar's YouTube channel. What is it? youtube.com/ScholarDondo?
Yeah, it's just ScholarDondo,
Check out her videos. Loads of really awesome stuff, just kind of fitness, workout stuff, but then also like loads of life stuff in general.
Yeah.
And bikini lookbooks.
Bikini lookbooks. Oh my God, sorry.
I'm so into it. If you want to, go check out her Just Giving page for her marathon, and donate if you can and support. And your 5K is this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Best of luck. You're going
to
beat your personal best?
Probs not. We'll see.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.